Hey everybody, it's Sam with Daily Sports Betting Overtime. Yeah, I know that I am only getting an episode out for the late games, but sometimes the real world comes into play, so we're going to have, looks like 36 picks tonight. We're going to do some Major League Baseball and some Major League Soccer. So let's do baseball first, and we're going to start off at the 7:05 games with Philadelphia at the New York Yankees. The Yankees have been surprising me. They haven't looked as bad as what they did before All-Star break. Now, I'm not ready to say they're going to the playoffs or the World Series or anything like that, but I am willing to take the Yankees on the money line tonight at -105. And I think with them being in Yankee Stadium and with the weather outlook, we go over 10 at -110. And then the other 7:05 game we've got is Miami at Washington. Guys, still can't say that the Nationals have bounced back yet. However, Miami, they're hit and miss. I'm hoping tonight they'll hit as far as being on the money line at +125. However, I don't think it's a high-scoring game. I think they go under 9.5 tonight at -110. Then at 7:07, of course, we've got Boston at Toronto. Guys, I've been on the Boston bandwagon since the All-Star break, and they have been up and down. They were on that streak, and they seem to kind of be off of it. So since they are kind of off the streak, then I'm off them. Let's go on Toronto tonight, -1.5 runs on the run line at +120. And let's go over 10.5 tonight with them playing in Toronto. The 7:10 game is Texas at Detroit. Guys, I'm going to stay on Texas just a little bit longer. Seems like their hitting has picked up some. Maybe they just needed some rest with the All-Star break and needed to see the ball better. So let's go Texas on the money line for even money. But they're still playing in Detroit, and I still don't think Texas and Detroit scored a lot of runs. So let's go under 9.5 at -115. We've got two games tonight at 8:10. We've got the Minnesota game at Chicago White Sox. Guys, I'm going to have to go with the White Sox. You guys know I've been fading the Twins an awful lot. They really don't understand what's up with their hitting. I'm going to make the assumption they're just not seeing the ball as a club very well. And with the White Sox backing Kaminsky, we're going to take them on the run line, -1.5 runs at +120. And I think with both these teams, they go over 9 at -105. Then we've got an 8:10 game, Cleveland at Houston. Guys, I have been fading Houston some, but I can't fade them when they're playing Cleveland. Let's take Houston at home on the run line, -1.5 runs at +125, and we're going to go over 8.5 at -115. We've got one game tonight at 8:15, which is the Cubbies going to St. Louis. This year, it just doesn't seem to be the Cubs' year in St. Louis. They can be riding a hot streak. I think earlier in the year they were riding a 5-game win streak. They came into St. Louis, and boy, the brakes were put on really quick with that series. And I can't help but think St. Louis has just got their number. So I'm going to take St. Louis on the run line, -1.5 at +165. where else can you get that? I know that so many people had already wrote today and said, should I take this? This is, you know, awful good money. Yes, I'm taking it for the simple fact it's St. Louis, they're at home, and the Cubs just haven't been playing well at St. Louis. I think the team stay under 8. Like I said, I don't think the Cubs see the ball down there well enough to get a lot of hits at minus 110. And then we've got our late game, which is 10-10, and it's San Francisco at the Dodgers. Guys, the Dodgers seem to be unbeatable early in the season with their pitching staff. Their defense was backing up their pitchers really well. They seemed like they were possibly going to run away with it. San Francisco come on board. They have really picked up the pace. They have been playing through injuries. When you look at their different injury reports, guys after guys after guys are stepping up for them. I know the Dodgers are favored, but I can't help it. I'm going to stick with San Francisco. I've been talking about them all season. Let's stick with them. Let's stay on the money line for San Francisco just to get the win at plus 135. And I think they do go over 8.5 tonight at minus 105. Then we're looking at 10 games in Major League Soccer. And we've got 4 games at 7:30 starting here shortly. We've got Inter-Miami taking on New England. Guys, I'm going on the money line for New England to win at plus 127. I think they score over 2.5 goals at minus 120. At 7:30, we've got Columbus going up against Nashville. Both of these are plus money teams. So whichever way you're going to win extra money, but you guys know me, I'm taking Nashville in this one on the money line at plus 206. I think they go over 2 in this game. See if you can get a 2, that way you have push potential that it can tie and you can get your money back. And this is at minus 140. The third game at 7:30 is New York City FC versus CF Montreal. I am going to take Montreal. With this game, everything I've read, all the numbers, this game looks like it could possibly get out of hand. I think it doesn't, though. But I'm taking Montreal plus 1.5 goals. So I'm taking the reverse goal line. And I want this game to stay under 3 at plus 105. There's a couple games tonight that they think are going to get out of control. Like, I think there's 4. Next game is one of them. It's the 7:30 game. It's Toronto FC versus the New York City Red Bulls. I'm taking Toronto at plus 117 on the money line for them just to win. And again, I'm taking the under 3 at minus 135. 8 o'clock, we're seeing Chicago versus DC United. I'm going to take Chicago on the money line at plus 112. Both these teams are plus numbers. And again, I'm going to go under 2.5 goals. And then the other 8 o'clock game is FC Cincinnati versus Atlanta. Told you guys I watched Cincinnati last week. I really like them, how they move the ball, how they cover ground pretty well defensively. And I think they go on the money line at plus 116. And this game, we're going over 2.5 goals at minus 110. I feel safer when we go over. But with some of these blowout games, I'm not sure. So, 8:30. We've got Sporting KC versus San Jose. You guys know my dilemma. I like that Cade Cowell kid, but I just can't play him anymore. I did not realize how bad San Jose was, but we're going to go with Sporting KC on the goal line, -1.5 goals at +110, and I think they go crazy, and we get an over 3 at -135. The only 9 o'clock game is Colorado at FC Dallas. With this game, again, I'm taking the goal line. The goal line here is different. Taking the -1, and you really have to watch because some books are giving you the -1.5. I'm taking the -1 for -105. If you take the -105, then your odds will change. So you want to watch that. So I'm going over 3 goals at +115. 10 o'clock. Real Salt Lake and the LA Galaxy. I'm taking a flyer here as far as I believe in the Galaxy. I know a lot of them say that that is the worst one of the two LA teams. I don't know, but I like Salt Lake. That's the only problem. I'm going to go ahead and take the Galaxy, though, on the money line at +202. Over 3 goals for each team at +115. And then the late game, which is 10:30, is Portland versus Los Angeles FC. I'm covering myself good tonight as far as I'm taking the other Los Angeles team, too, on the money line at -115. And I'm going to go under 3 on this one at +110 because I think people... And maybe it's me not knowing anything about soccer. That may be. And you guys may write me in and clue me in and everything. But I just feel like the Los Angeles FC, I think they win tonight. I don't think they put up big numbers. I really don't. And I don't think they or Portland put up big numbers. So I've got to go under 3 even though there's something there nagging at me saying you probably should go over 3. But I've already made my bets. So that's, we're locked in. We're ready to go. Again, I apologize. Hopefully tomorrow mornings I will get out sometime right after midnight, 1 o'clock, somewhere around there. But I hope to be early with tomorrow's episode. As always, if you guys want to write me, hit me up at dailysportsbettingot@gmail.com, and you can fire any questions, comments, problems, or protests to me. As always, I am on Twitter at Overtime Daily, and you guys can hit me up there. I look forward to talking to you guys soon, and I will see you somewhere down the road.